Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsors.
Do you wake up feeling like your best days have passed you by? Omega-3s are essential to the health of your body and cells. Scientists say an imbalance in the omega-3-6 ratio is a major cause of many illnesses. You need testing to know how healthy your cells are. Without testing, you're only guessing. Test yourself at home and start feeling better today. Find out how by calling Rick Kroll at 305-933-4219. Welcome to the Home Business Success Show. Join us as we speak to home business entrepreneurs for tips, tricks, do's, and even don'ts for running a successful home business. Welcome, everyone. I'm Hank Eater, also known as Hank the PR Guy, host of the Home Business Success Show, and you're listening to BizRadio.us, all entrepreneurs, all the time. Our guest today, Nikki Gangemi. I said that right, right?
You did, yes.
All right. Our guest today, Nikki Gangemi, has made three significant pivots in her life, from actress to teacher to entrepreneur. The firsthand experiences equip her with a unique perspective on navigating major life transitions. As an international board-certified master NLP practitioner, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, NLP, hypnotherapist, speaker, trainer, and author, Nikki brings a blend of expertise, compassion, and empowerment to her coaching practice. She helps ambitious entrepreneurs, perfectionists, and people pleasers build unshakable confidence and feel empowered to pursue the goals they aspire to without letting fear and self-doubt rob them of any more of their time. Nikki helps her clients transcend personal and professional barriers through transformative NLP, coaching, and her proprietary CALM method. That's CALM, like peaceful and calm, equipping them with the internal tools necessary for attracting prosperity, relationship transformations, and elevating their life and business. Welcome to the show, Nikki.
Thank you, Hank. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. First, please tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure. Well, I call myself a personal trainer for your mind. Rather than saying all those things that you said about the NLP and the hypnotherapy, and what that means is really that we're used to training our bodies, and what if we trained our mind and built in that strength and resilience so that we can handle anything that comes our way in life? So helping people get to the root cause of their problems, which are usually a negative emotion like self-doubt, fear, limiting beliefs like, who am I to do this? What if I can't handle this success? And internal conflict where part of them wants one thing, but there's this other part that is in conflict. So when we resolve that, then people find themselves just taking massive, inspired action towards their goals.
So basically, you build their mental and emotional muscles and move them past the things that are blocking them from taking the next steps.
Yes, I love that.
If you would, tell us a bit about your journey. What is it that brought you to where you are today?
My own story, really. I'll tell you this. We made a move from one town to another. And I went from Catholic school to public school. And that's where the struggle really began. I had a hard time fitting in and just dealt with a lot of bullying and exclusion. And I let it, and I let it define who I was and who I wasn't. And I just got in my own way. So by going through years of therapy and delving into the self-help world, I really learned how to love myself, be happy with who I was, know my worth, and have the confidence to go after what I want in life. And that's really what I help people do, only saving them a lot more time, because a lot of that didn't happen until I was in my late 30s.
I see. So then basically when you became aware that these things that had happened to you were things that you allowed to happen to you, basically.
I allowed, yeah. I basically took the suggestions, which, when we talk about hypnotherapy, that's what that is. It's you accept a suggestion as something that's true without questioning it. So all of those suggestions from the I could still see being on the playground with, what don't you get? We don't want to play with you. Get away. And it's taking that as, oh, I don't belong. I don't fit in. And then looking for evidence to support that. And that's really what we do. We as humans want to be right. So once we start believing something, we start to look for evidence that it's true, and we build a really strong case. And it's usually to our detriment.
I've heard people define fear as false evidence appearing real, if you turn it into an acronym, false evidence appearing real. And it sounds like that's what we're applying here.
We are, yes. And one of my mentors says fear is false education appearing real. And that goes back to those suggestions. We take a lot of what is said to us, especially when we're young, as the word of the Lord, like, this is the way it is. And then we build a life around that.
Well, we look back on our own experiences and we see certain things that we can put into perspective now, but were a little bit harder when we were children. And there's those teachers really who never should have been educators or should never have been allowed near children. And I actually had a third grade teacher tell me, "You're never going to amount to anything in your whole life." And, being stubborn and contrary like I was, I mean, I internalized that and said, "Yeah, that's a lot of BS. I'll show you." But actually, then as the years went by, I showed myself. I didn't show her, because once I reached a point where I realized it didn't matter to me whether she was alive or had left the planet, Yeah, but.
Wow, that's amazing that she said that to you. And I love that you took on that attitude of, well, I'll show her, and you really showed yourself. There's people who will do that. There's people who will take what's been handed to them, what's been said to them, and they'll essentially turn lemons into lemonade, and they'll go off and have this success. And then there's another group of people who really take it to heart, and then they'll let it stick for a long time.
I'm sure there were a lot of things in those formative years that I did take to heart that took some time to unravel, and probably there's quite a few that I'm still unraveling, even with all of the gray that I've got these days.
Oh, I'm still unraveling things. Yeah, we're always in process.
Exactly. What would you say is one of the most important lessons you ever learned in your life?
Question everything. That was one of the most important lessons. There were many things that were said, and I took it very literally. Like I said, as this is the truth, this is the way that life is. One example I'll share is somebody had said to me that when you have children, your life is over. It's no longer about you, it's all about the kids. And my mind went, I've got to figure out who I am and what I want before I could have kids. How could my life be over when I feel like it hasn't even begun? That was the beginning of it. And then there was lots of stories that were interwoven and built around that. And took taking a long time to figure out who I am and what I want to do in this world. Like I said, it didn't come till my late 30s and then finally 40, making a big leap. The kids didn't happen. Not to sound like I'm blaming anything, but just to give a tangible example of how when we take something as truth and we don't stop to question it and don't stop to say, does it have to be this or that? Can we live in this and how else can this look? So that's what I want to share with people is question everything and create your own empowering stories.
Right. So if you don't like or agree with the story you've lived up to this point, just rewrite it.
Yeah, rewrite it. One question I love to ask is, what's another option, or what's another interpretation of this story? And what's another, and what's another, and go through 5 to 10 different interpretations. It really just gets you out of a box. If you are in this box that you're living in, where you're not thinking outside of it, and you're thinking it only has to be this way and nothing else is possible, when you start giving yourself other interpretations, you could start to see other possibilities that are out there. And there are many.
Yes, there are. I had somebody tell me once that if you feel stuck or stymied with something, there's a way to trick your mind by saying to yourself, I don't know what the answer is, but if I did, it would be this, and come
Yes.
up with several alternatives.
Oh, yeah. I actually use that with clients. When they tell me, I ask a question and they say, I don't know. And I'll say, well, I know you don't know, but if you did, what would it be? And suddenly they have an answer.
There you go, because I guess it takes the pressure off to feel like you're absolutely knowing and that instead you are trying it on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people struggle. I'm struggling right now. A lot of people struggle with something we call imposter syndrome. And most of us have been through it at one time or another. And I keep hearing about people dealing with it. And most of the people that I run into who are occasionally dealing with it are amazingly competent, educated, smart, and competent people. What would you say imposter syndrome really is? And if you would share a couple of techniques of how to overcome it.
Sure. Yeah. And I will say that imposter syndrome is something I have struggled with. And sometimes I still catch myself. I still notice it. The key is having that awareness. That's really what just kind of snaps us off of that autopilot, is to become aware. But like you said, it's basically those people who are very competent and they are skilled, and those are the ones that question themselves. So imposter syndrome is this feeling of not being sure and doubting yourself despite evidence of success. So if you notice these, I'll give you a couple of characteristics that you'll notice, and that will help you to understand that, oh, I might be struggling from this imposter syndrome. Downplaying your successes and wins, like minimizing those successes and say, oh, that book I wrote, oh, that's not a big deal. It wasn't a bestseller anyway. That would be an example of a behavior of someone with imposter syndrome. Feeling like you need more certifications because you don't know enough yet, and it's always staying in that learning mode versus doing. Now, learning is important, and we always want to be learning, but it's when you stay stuck in that and then you don't put yourself out there, that could be imposter syndrome that's in your way. And perfectionism is another behavior where the bar is so high that it's just never enough. And then you end up not growing into the potential that you have. So that's what imposter syndrome can look like. Does that
A
make
friend of
sense?
mine always talks about the importance of taking imperfect action, because if you wait until everything is perfect, you're just always going to be paralyzed and never take action. And, going back just for a second to imposter syndrome, I'm forgetting the name. I don't know if you'd call it a syndrome, but there's some kind of a phenomenon that the people who would have the imposter syndrome would be highly intelligent, rational and deeply thinking people. But this syndrome that I'm trying to remember the name of
Is it
is like it.
the Dunning-Kruger effect?
What's that?
The Dunning-Kruger effect?
It's the Dunning-Kruger effect. That's it.
Yes.
Those who are very, I don't want to say not intelligent, but those who are just, coasting by in life, they don't realize that that's how they are. They think that's great and that everybody is that way. So,
Yeah.
yeah, the imposter syndrome comes from deeply thinking people, usually.
Yes, definitely. That's another characteristic. Yeah, those deep thinkers.
Yeah. Well, Nikki, you wrote your own book, The Calm Method. Please tell us a little bit about what the Calm Method is and a little bit about the book.
Yeah, I'd love to. And this will answer the second part of your question of how can people stop imposter syndrome or eliminate it. And the Calm method is one such tool. So the Calm method was an inspired idea that came from a workshop I was supposed to be doing on money mindset in sales for a jewelry company. And it was 2 days before the workshop that the woman called me up and said, "This is no longer an appropriate topic." It was March 2020, and the world had just shut down. She goes, "Can you do something to help these women manage their emotions because there's such uncertainty right now?" And I said, "Sure, no problem." And I went to bed with the intention that I would wake up with the just right idea because I had 2 days to replan everything. And I saw the word calm in my mind, and each letter stood for a step for how to go from that chaos in your mind to a place of calm and confidence so that you can take inspired action and feel empowered to do so. So that's how the Calm method came about. And I can go through very high level each of the 4 steps if you'd like.
Sure. Tell us
Okay.
about those steps and what the acronym stands for.
Sure, absolutely. So the C in calm is to become conscious of how you're feeling. Sometimes we've got a million thoughts in our mind that we don't know exactly what's going on in there, but if we stop and tune in, we know how we feel, even if we just have a sense that we're feeling resistance. So I'll go back and just say that the calm method is something you want to use when you want something to change. You're in a situation or a circumstance and you would prefer it to be different. So the first step is to see conscious of how you're feeling. The A in calm is to become aware of the thoughts. It's usually thoughts and the stories that we tell ourselves that trigger these emotions. So become aware of them by getting them out of your head and putting them onto paper, writing them out. We process things differently when we go from just thinking inside our mind to writing it on paper and then reading them out loud. Sometimes all you've got to do is read a thought out loud and say, "Well, that's not really true. I didn't really mean that." You know, I'm sure you've done it. I've done that. So it's being like a lawyer and putting those thoughts on trial. Are these facts? Or are they beliefs, worries, projections, my own interpretations? So then you move into the third step, the L, which is lean into what else is possible. If you determine that these thoughts are not facts, then what else might be true? And this is where you start to reframe the thoughts. And then the fourth step, the M, is to make a new decision. So now that you've changed your mind, essentially, now, what is it you're going to decide to do and then take that action immediately before you talk yourself out of it?
That's so important to take that action while the feeling is there, while it's hot, because yeah, by the next day you'll have all kinds of excuses as to not why you should not do it.
Oh, yeah. We'll start to doubt and question and talk ourselves out of it. Yeah.
Well, you utilize hypnotherapy in your program. What are some of the misconceptions people have about that? And what is hypnotherapy really?
Yes, well, thanks to Hollywood and the news, there's lots of
Yes.
misinterpretation. Someone's
Look
gonna
into
hijack it.
my eyes.
Look into my eyes and watch this swinging pendulum. Yeah, lots of
Yes.
misconceptions that you're gonna act like a chicken or bark like a dog, and those are certainly not true. So, really, what hypnosis is a state. It's a state of mind. It's also called, when you're in the zone, they use that word in sports. When the players are in the zone, they're very focused and they're relaxed so that they know what their next move is and they can take it with confidence. And so that's what hypnosis is, simplified, is a state of focused relaxation. And we're all in a state of hypnosis throughout the day, every day. And what that might look like is you're watching your shows on Netflix, and somehow 5 hours went by. And you're like, oh my God, where did the time go? And it's you were in this trance. You were just zoned out watching your shows. Or if you've ever driven somewhere and you arrived and you thought, wow, I'm here already. I didn't even remember half the drive because you were just in your mind thinking about what you were thinking and your body got you where you were going. So those are examples of how we're in that state every day.
So
And
then when we're in the state, then if we have a facilitator like yourself to have us focus on really growth-oriented and positive things, am I on the right track?
you are, yes. So when you're in that state, your conscious mind, that logical part of you, is kind of like out to lunch. It's like the guard to the castle is away, and your mind is wide open to suggestion. So that's where the hypnotherapist will start to use some talk therapy, not traditional therapy like a psychologist, but basically giving you handpicked suggestions. You know, what are those suggestions that you want given to you? Someone with imposter syndrome, they might want to be have the suggestion that I'm capable of anything that I put my mind to. You know, I show up powerfully in the work that I love to do, and those suggestions are given, and the conscious mind can't reject and say, well, that's not really true now, is it? You know, you don't have that anymore. And you know, there's more to it, but basically, you help paint an image of that person, that future version of them that they want to be, so that they are compelled to embody that and behave that way.
So that becomes the reality rather than the fear, the false reality. You know, the time has just flown by.
It
And
has.
I've really enjoyed this. I'd like to ask you to share what is the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you if they'd like to explore the Calm method or to find out about the other things that you do that can help move them forward.
Sure. Well, they're welcome to visit my website. There's a lot of information there, which is my name, nikkiganjemi.com. And they can also reach out to me. They can call me or email as well. And I'm all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, either under my name, Nikki Ganjemi, or my business, Mindful Matters.
Mindful Matters. Yeah, and these con the contact information will be in the show notes as well as this goes out over into the podcast world. So our listeners will have plenty of opportunities to get in touch. Nikki, thanks so much for being here with us today. And to our listeners, tune in every Wednesday for the Home Business Success Show here on bizradio.us. Remember, you can achieve success, freedom, and independence in your own home business. I've done it, Nikki has done it, and you can too. Until next time, this is Hank Eater wishing all of you a fabulous day of home business success.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.